What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Get Good. I'm Lindsay, also known as Dr. Hops, if you are finding me from Twitch. Today, we'll be talking all about rage quitting. What is it, why we do it, and why it matters. If you're ready, let's hop to it. Before we jump into today's topic, I got a question about last episode that I'd like to take this time to answer. If you remember, last episode we talked all about posture, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and my favorite exercises to do while you're gaming. The question was, what if, even doing that, you still experience discomfort? Like no matter how you sit or stretch, there's still a lot of discomfort. This is a question I actually get a lot, and the thing with postural exercise is that it takes time. Why? Posture isn't something that happens overnight. It's something that's built up over time, and your body develops that postural endurance that we talked about before. Your body isn't going to be happy initially that you're trying to change the status quo. The human body is inherently lazy, although some people might call it efficiency. Meaning that muscles will always try and take the easiest path to achieve something. You think it's going to be happy when you try and change that to make it work harder? Even if it's the best positioning for you, your body isn't going to be happy about it because that means it has to work harder. Also, keep in mind that it takes human beings anywhere from 60 to 200 days, give or take, to build a habit to the point where you don't have to think about it in order to perform it. If you've been trying to change your posture for a few weeks and you're still not seeing results, I'd recommend seeing a PT so they can give you some specific things to do that are tailored for your body, whether that be different stretches, exercises based on certain weaknesses, or other tips. And since that was the only question I got regarding last episode, let's jump right into today's shenanigans. So we've all done it. Worked really hard at some level, forgot to save, died, and ended up way back at the beginning, so you have to do it all over again, and you're just like, nope, screw this, nope, I'm done with this. Yeah, happens to me all the time in Skyrim. Like, I get all the way through the scariest part of a dungeon, and then I die, and I have to do it all over again. Nope. Absolutely not. Or, in old school RuneScape, plenty of my community members watched me rage over my fight cave attempts. I'm not exactly a throw my mouse and keyboard kind of person, but I definitely pout. Or better yet, have you just decided, screw this game, and then not played it for a while, then came back after a couple of weeks, remember that you have to do the same crap all over again and then rage quit a second time? Yeah, we've all been there. But why? What makes us so prone to rage quitting? And when someone says, it's just a game, why are you mad? Ooh, that's even worse. So let's talk about why rage quitting is a thing and what it means. This falls into the category primarily of emotional wellness, specifically how we handle stress. So, dictionary.com defines rage quit as a verb. Yeah, it's actually on dictionary.com, seriously. The definition means to angrily abandon an activity or pursuit that has become frustrating, especially the playing of a video game. Why is that definition significant? Well, let's break it down. We all know that when something happens we don't like in a game, it gets frustrating. Whether that's being unable to beat a boss, having to go back and do something over again, fill in the blank. But why is it even frustrating? It's a game. Seriously, it actually is. It might make us mad to hear it, but it's a game. Why do we care? It's more than just I like playing the game. Studies have shown that most people that like playing games aren't motivated by extrinsic things, such as money or fame. It's more of an intrinsic satisfaction, meaning that it just makes you feel good to do something for yourself in a game that lets you advance further. Now, that being said, the intense feelings we get when we do something good or bad in a game means that it's coming from inside us. We have expectations for ourselves in a game, and we want to meet them. When we don't meet them, it triggers a very deep emotion that can sometimes make us feel like a failure. Like, we should be able to do this thing, but can't, so it means we suck. Video games themselves succeed when they have a good balance between complexity, success, and failure. We like to be challenged, but it can't be impossible. It makes us want to be better, because we know success exists, and when we don't succeed, we get frustrated. Hence, the rage quit. This is why, actually, many studies I tried to look at link violent video games with aggressive behavior, but actually, they can't do it 100%. Up until the early 2000s, people thought that criminal behavior was a direct result of the types of video games someone was playing, if they played anything. Now, that's not the case. I mean, sure, there can be correlations, but like nothing is set in stone. It's not a cause and effect if/then statement. An individual's aggressive behavior in general, or associated with rage quitting, can actually have nothing to do with how violent or cute and fluffy the game content is. And most of the time, they're pretty separate. It has to do with the competition. Not even necessarily with other players, but with ourselves. How mad does it make you feel when you die after trying really hard in the game, and then the words, "you died," are huge on the screen in front of you? We're basically our own worst enemy. So, we kind of established now that rage quitting mostly comes from our expectations of ourselves. But why is that even significant? It's more than just feeling like it's a waste of time, or even just feeling butthurt that you couldn't do the thing that you really wanted to do. It goes deeper than that. When we get frustrated at a game, what do we think first? Think about our own gameplay, or rush to flame the opponent? Yep, you guessed it. If the phrase "your mom" would be banned in Call of Duty, half the gameplay dialogue between players would literally just be gone completely. In a single-player game, "oh, it's so laggy." How about, "all it's doing is blocking. If it had hit me, I would have had a chance." Some of my friends play Apex Legends, and I hear all the time, "you're so bad. Why are they holding hands?" I get it. If your internet is being trashy and it's messing with your game, fine. But otherwise, what this behavior is actually referring to is a form of cognitive dissonance. It sounds like a big scary word, and it sounds like a bad thing, but it's actually quite normal. The motto of online gaming is, if I'm better than you, you're trash. If you're better than me, you're cheating. Basically, we believe that we're better than we are, because it's easier than the alternative. Instead of figuring out what improvements we need to make on our end, our first action is usually to lash out at the thing that's, like, preventing us from succeeding. That way, we don't feel like a failure. And yeah, even while saying this out loud, I feel personally attacked right now, so you are not alone. Like, it's easier to blame others than to look inward, which we see outside of gaming too. If you're familiar with psychology at all, this is known as the Dunning-Kruger effect, which refers to people overestimating their skills and being more likely to remember success rather than failures, which helps us, you know, feed into our own expectations of ourselves. Basically, everyone else is a noob, we're the best, And when we're not, we gotta find a way to get back in control of the situation. How? By quitting. Easy game. Something else to think about here isn't just the content of the game, but how long you've been playing it in one sitting related to everything else in your life. Just like anything, if you do something for long enough, you'll get fatigued. Burnout is huge with old school RuneScape. I just learned this year that people can take weeks, months, or even years off from the game because it's just that grindy and people can get so caught up in it. Games that require a lot of focus are more likely to cause burnout. Don't forget about the other aspects of wellness that we talked about in episode 1 either. Most people use gaming as a stress outlet, but when life is outside your game room looking like a dumpster fire, that can quicken the fatigue process that you get from playing your game. All that makes it even more likely that someone will snap if they see the lovely "You died" screen. This might be a good time to invest in some padding around the walls of your gaming space. When you feel more burned out and you feel more fatigued, it lowers your threshold for being able to handle stress, and that makes you more likely to rage quit. So, to recap, there are a lot of reasons why people do this, and it's more than just getting mad that you lost the game or level. The thing to remember here is what gamers have known all along, which is that gaming is more than just clicking a mouse or a controller. It taps into our brains in ways similar to other life challenges, which makes it even more important to keep your gaming life healthy. Let's talk about a few ways to do that. So, if you're someone that finds yourself getting mad at every game you're playing but can't figure out why, or none of the games you used to like seem to interest you anymore and it's not because the storyline sucks, it might be time to look at some other stuff that's going on outside your screen. Sleep schedules, work concerns, nutrition, all that stuff plays a role in your ability to relax and chill with your favorite games. In game, taking breaks, giving yourself set time during your day to game, and setting boundaries for what you'll do in your game will help provide that sense of accomplishment we all love to see. I work with clients a lot on these types of things, and they're really hard to do, especially when we live in a world that's always asking more of us, and our games seem to have more and more and more stuff to do all the time. Looking at you, RuneScape. It can get really overwhelming. The good news is that the little changes tend to add up over time. So something that I do in order to help me prevent burnout and prevent that game fatigue is that I really only play the true content of RuneScape while I'm on stream. Like, I'm not the kind of person that will grind out some serious XP or serious questing while I'm off stream, because I honestly have other things to do. And when I'm on stream, I get my social interaction with my chat. I honestly stink at the game, so they can help me stink less. Like, there's a lot of good things that come from only having designated times that I play the game. And if I am going to play the game off stream, then I do something pretty mindless, like something that's not going to make me fatigue out really quickly. That's how I get around it. So if you're someone that feels annoyed with even wanting to play your game, try some of these tips. If you do, let me know how they work for you. So, if you have a question about something we talked about in this episode, find me in the chat on Twitch or send me a DM on Twitch or Twitter, and it'll get answered in the next episode. If you're wanting to get ish done in your life and don't know where to start, check out my website, where you can get started right from my homepage. It's all at thewellnessincentive.com. Tune in next episode for more tips and tricks to get good. Thanks for hopping by, and I'll see you next time.